Everybody ready to rock?
Yes!
So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
Well, we would like to take you to a couple of years ago, May 19th, 2016, and a band that has a new album out. The full album isn't out yet. It will be soon when it arrives. The new album from the record company will be called All of This Life. Life to Fix is the first single we've been playing. But I want to take you back a few years and play you something really cool from the vaults of the MM Archives, which happens to be when the record company first visited with us and came on the program and sang for us. And then we'll have a little piece with Chris, who is their singer and primary writer. And Alex, their bass player, grew up in Wayne, Pennsylvania, listening to MMR. So there's a lot of love. And they'll be on board the MMRBQ, which still has some tickets remaining. And if you're going, we want you to get there early enough to see this young band and wish them well. This from the archives is called Off the Ground on MMR.
I've got to get myself off the side of the road. Gotta get myself up off the side of the road. Well, now things are looking clearer than they ever been. Know how it'll end, but I don't know where to begin. Get myself up off the side of the road. Oh, quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. Quit lying to myself and let the truth be told. I woke up burned out by the sun. Let's still and I'm moving along and lying to myself and let the truth be told. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground. Myself down a brand new home, Lord. I got the answer to my biggest question. Losing where I was to get my direction. Hauling myself down a brand new home. Boy, and the tears that I hide, they ain't for crying. Tears that I hide ain't for crying. Ain't for crying, baby. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground again. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground again.
Let the truth be told. Oh, baby, let the truth be told. Hey, let the truth be told. Oh, baby, let the truth be told. Hey, let the truth be told.
Oh, baby, let the truth be told. Off the side of the road. Whoa, quit lying
truth be told, babe, my head is heavy and my heart is empty. Spirit is strong and my legs are ready. Getting myself up off the side of the road. Quit lying to myself and let the truth be told.
One more time.
Pick myself up off the ground. Ooh, ooh. Hey, hey, I gotta pick myself up off the ground.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ooh, ooh. Hey, hey, pick myself up off the ground.
Thank you. From the vault of the MM Archives, recorded in May of 2016, May 19th, in fact, and we had just played, I think that song off the ground, one of the songs from the latest or from the debut album, on vinyl, and they had never seen their record played on vinyl. Their debut album from February of 2016 was Give It Back to You. They've got a new record coming in June, All of This Life, and we've been playing the single, Life to Fix. The record company is their name, and they will be on board the MMRBQ, and their lead singer and primary songwriter, Chris Voss, and I spoke a couple of weeks back now. We aired a portion of the interview, but one of the things which was so cool is these young bands get so excited about all the opportunities, and certain markets, certain towns really oftentimes will embrace a band, a young band, more than other towns. So we talked about the friendship that has been blooming between MMR and the record company and the fact that they'll be on board the MMRBQ.
I tell you, we really appreciated the opportunity your station has given us and the airtime that you guys give us. And it means a lot to us. And it really means, you know, to Alex, our bass player who grew up in the area. It's just me being from Wisconsin, every time I go back to Wisconsin, you know, Wisconsin's kind of given us a really nice reception as well, and it just means so much when you see your family and friends and then you see all these people you don't know coming out to shows. It's still something we're getting used to, you know, so it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to Alex to come back home and do things like this. And I'm stoked on this. Like, I saw Dorothy's an LA band. I saw them when they were doing their residency at the Satellite before they started hitting it big, and I'm a huge Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell, you know, is a guy that I admire as a guitar player and songwriter since I was just a little kid. Stone Temple Pilots, I mean, I grew up, you know, their music was always on when I was a kid. You know, they have great songs, you know, legends. So, you know, it's really cool to be on this bill, and we'll certainly come guns a-blazing and ready to throw down some rock and roll, because we know we're in great company and we want to put on a great fun show for everybody.
Wow, so cool. Now, and the next thing I've got to ask you, because one of many things that made the first record so so notable and so colorful and to me so fascinating was the fact that you recorded it in Alex's living room in his apartment.
Yeah, man.
Right. And I'm thinking maybe with the success you've had, you might have gone to a regular studio for this, but would I be wrong in that?
You're not wrong, but you'll be happy to know there was a little living room that snuck in there as well. we took a step, but we didn't want to walk off the edge of the cliff. But we went to a place called Boulevard Recording Studio out here in L.A., which has been, this room's been a studio since the 60s, so it's under various names in that room, and the room's virtually unchanged since the 60s. One of the reasons why we walked in there and we're like, this looks like we sound. You know what I mean?
That's great.
But they did The Wall there. They did, some Fleetwood Mac records there. And more recently, like, again, just coincidentally, The War on Drugs did their last two records. I think they tracked them both in there. They have a great engineer in there named Clay Blair, who, the moment we walked in, you know, we saw the drum kit set up, and he had, like, all these old killer microphones hanging all over it and all around the room, and I was just like, oh, yeah, we're home. But we did do some tracking in the living room, too. You know, all the drums, bass, and instruments, most of those all happened over at Boulevard, but I did some singing over at Alex's, staring at, you know, we have the microphone facing his record collection. That's the way I've sung every track on everything we've ever done, and there's a couple Ray Charles and Jimmy Reed's and Rolling Stone records this right in front of me, and I look at those and then I lay the track, you know, and I didn't want to lose that either. But we did do some vocals over there too. So it's kind of a mishmash, a mixture, you know. But I love the sound of the record. The drums, all at Boulevard, sound just so great. They're just a nice step up. I mean, there's only so much you can do in that living room, you know. Hi, this is Chris Voss from the record company. We want to wish a very happy 50th anniversary to our dear friends over here at MMR. Congratulations, everyone, on 50 years. May you get 1,000 more.
Very nice words from Chris. The debut album was Give It Back to You in February of 2016. And as he mentioned, it was recorded in their bass player, Alex, who grew up in Wayne, PA, by the way, in his apartment. And I'm thinking, God, if they get really successful, he has to buy the building because they can never get rid of that apartment. The new record we should have in June. And looking forward to that about the end of June, All of This Life. And before that, you'll see them on board the MM Barbecue. And we played from the archives, Off the Ground from the record company.